Hey, MW, it's Melissa.
And it's Stephanie, your favorite sister.
Are you going to say the same thing you said last
week? I think
this should
be our new intro.
You're not the favorite sister.
I mean, let's leave it up to the people.
We'll do a voting, I guess, on the polls.
Oh my God, no.
Oh, that would be so embarrassing. What if like they do pick you and not me?
Or if they pick you and not me. My
that
poor
would be
ego.
Sad.
I'm just kidding. I don't have an ego.
Anyways,
you should be everyone's favorite. You're my favorite.
Oh, you're my favorite. Today, Stephanie's everybody's favorite because it's her birthday today.
That's right.
Happy birthday. I want to clap, but I'm going like this.
I know, for the editing purposes. Yes, happy birthday to me. So that just means in the polls you have to pick me.
Yeah, just for today. Next week you can pick me. Next week you can pick me.
That is so, so funny. I'm going to fix my mic really quick. So hopefully this doesn't make a sound.
Oh, thanks to remember the one who's editing is me.
I did that so seamlessly. Oh my
god. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Anywho, today is my birthday.
I'm so excited that today is the day you were born. How old are you today? Do you want to share your age?
Yeah, I am 32.
Wow.
Freaking years old.
That's amazing.
I cannot believe that. Oh my gosh, how time flies.
So I'm going to recount the day you were born because I was already born, as I am the oldest of three.
Okay.
And you were the middle child.
I was going to say I wasn't there, but I was totally there.
You were there, but you don't remember.
Of course you were there.
You just don't remember. But the day okay, so when I don't really remember when my mom was pregnant with Steph. Like, I don't remember that time. Like, I don't – you know how, like, there's, like, videos of parents, like, you know, talking to their kids and saying, oh, my gosh, are you excited? And showing the sonogram pic. Like, I don't remember mom doing that with me. I think mom was just, like, pregnant and, like, that all of a sudden you were here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I do remember when she came home with you and then and like the little car seat and she invited me to hold like the car seat with her and walk you into the house.
Right.
And I was so excited. And I just remember like feeling like, oh my God, like this is my best friend for life. Like I was like, this is my best friend. Like she's here. Like aww. I was so excited. I couldn't wait for you to like grow up. I was like, why isn't she moving? I was like, she's just in this thing. Like she's not going to get out from this car seat. She's just going to stay here, you know? Somebody I could play with for the rest of my life, my best friend, somebody I can count on. And honestly, I am very grateful. I kind of feel like crying. Like, I'm so grateful, like, you're here. Like, I'm so grateful you were born. Because you truly are, like, you're the only person in the whole world, Jose Jimenez, is listening to this podcast, that really knows even things that Jose doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
Like, you are my, like, other person.
I'm your other person.
Yes.
Stop. Are you going to cry?
I kind of want to.
No, don't. Because then I'm going to cry. Stop.
Just so happy you were born.
Thanks. Well, I'm happy I was born too. You know, life is pretty cool, you know? Like, it's been an experience. And I think that that's what life is supposed to be about for me. I feel like it should always just be about the experiences that you can experience here on earth and in your lifetime, and not always good, not always bad, but it's like that's just what experiences are about. Some you want to relive, some you really don't. And then also the future is like you're always hopeful, and you never really know what's in your future, but I think it's like it's just taking every day by day. And I think birthdays are always like that reminder of like, oh my God, I secretly cannot stand people that are like, oh, it's just another birthday. I'm like, that's so superficial. Like, this is so, it's really kind of unbelievable to me because it's like, you weren't here. Like, I wasn't here 33 years ago. Like, I was
32.
No, what I'm saying is like 33 years ago, I wasn't here. 40 years ago, I wasn't here.
Oh,
but 32 years ago, like, this is the day that it actually came to this earth. And so I personally think, like, it's a huge deal. And I'm like, and I'm not trying to make that as an excuse that I want everybody to make it a huge deal that I came on this earth 32 years ago. I mean, if you want to make a big deal about it, go ahead. Like, I'm not going to stop you. But, like, I don't like when people are just like, oh, it's just a birthday. It's not just a birthday. Like, this is like, I don't know. And I love to do like a year in review, like, and kind of see like, oh, well, where was I last birthday? And like, I think I told you this morning, I was like, I remember on my 30th birthday, I moved to that beach apartment, which was like the time of my life. Like, wow. And then like 2 years later, I'm like, living in Palm Beach County with a dog and engaged. And, like, it's just so crazy when you, like, look at back at your birthdays. And, like, for me, they're, like, milestones. They're, like, markers. And naturally, it always makes me reflect. And reflect on the good, on the great, and the not so great. And just kind of like where are you right now? You know what I mean? And, like, how amazing that is. And how I think it's a beautiful thing. I really do. Even when times were tough or not so much, like, I just think it's just a beautiful thing that you actually get to be here, and yeah, you get to have, like, another year of life and, like, to celebrate that. So with that all being said,
it's exciting. You know, we talked about this briefly in the morning too. It's like everything in life really does work out. And I think, yeah, sometimes depending on what season you're in, some birthdays are going to be more exciting than others, right, and some are more challenging, absolutely, than others. But I do feel like at the core of it, like how you were saying, it's like, this is the day you came to this earth. Like, yeah, it's such a privilege right, to be here, you know, and to experience what this world has to offer.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I love that perspective that you shared, because it's true. And I think a lot of people, maybe not, I mean, I'm assuming here, but it's like, maybe the people that are just like, oh, it's just another day, maybe they just don't want to, like, I don't know, face certain things or think back or.
Well, I think there's also, like, high expectations. I am very guilty of this. I'm like, oh my God, it's my birthday. What are people planning? Like, I'm like, what are they going to get me? I'm like, the expectations are way too high. And I will be honest, I have had birthdays that I cry because my expectations were way too high. Like, that person forgot. It's okay. You know what I mean? Or, like, they didn't plan anything. It's okay. Well,
didn't Nini forget your birthday one year when you were little?
Oh my God, freaking Maria Mercedes. Now we know her name. She forgot my birthday, my 13th birthday, when I was like, hey, Nines, like, are you gonna come over? And she's like, why would I come over your house? And I was like, because it's my 13th. Was it my 13th birthday? I feel like I've been talking about my 13-year-old self way too much.
Oh my
lately.
God, yeah. She's so famous.
The diva. The 13-year-old diva. No, I forgot what birthday was, but she did forget my birthday. But yeah, so, like, I think that's why people don't want to make it a big deal either, because they don't want to get, like, disappointed.
Right.
They just be like, oh, you know, it's just another day. So your expectations are low. But this is not just another day. April 10th was the day that I was born.
1991.
19 freaking 91. I cannot believe I'm a 90s baby.
You're a 90s. I'm an 88 baby.
Ooh.
Ooh. Makes you sound really old.
You're an 80s.
Ooh. That's why I think I like 80s music so
much. I'm a
much.
90s gal.
You're a 90s gal.
But really, my soul is like 1940s or something.
But you know, that year's really cool, like 1991. It's just, yeah, such a cool.
I mean, 88's pretty cool too.
It is. 1988's pretty cool too.
I mean, listen, we're millennials. We're already cool.
100%.
Oh my gosh. So I started watching this show called The Night Agent.
Oh yes, you told me about this
on Netflix. And it's really good. I was, like, skeptical because Chris, like, has his opinions every time it's, like, law enforcement stuff. He's like, oh, that's not how it is in real life. So I was like, I'm going to try to make this happen. But I was like, there's a big possibility we would not be able to get through the first episode. But guys, we are in episode 5 and it is good. It's really, really good. But in, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but one of the agents, she's a millennial, and she says something like, one of the other agents was like, trying to kind of dog her, and he was like, oh, that's Gen Z or something like that for you. And she's like, actually, I'm a millennial. And she, like, really has her shit together. And I was like, yes, like, good representation out for the millennials. I am happy to report it. It's on The Night Agent. I hope it doesn't let me down. I'm only in episode 5. If it goes downhill from there, don't blame me. But
don't blame
it's pretty
me
good
for the recommendation. I know. Do you remember, like, when millennials had the bad rap? Like, now Gen Z has the bad rap, but I feel like it's with every group of, like, whatever
youngsters.
The youth is. Yeah, at the moment, that's, yeah, like, the people that, which is why we even created this to be, you know, this podcast to begin with. It was to showcase, yeah, like, the
we just wanted
side.
Positive representation for the women of our generation.
Exactly, because back in the day too, they treated us like we were dumb or entitled. Remember that whole spiel?
Yeah,
or spiel, whatever the word is.
Spiel. I don't know.
Whatever it is, it was all negative. So
all negative Nancy's out there for the millennial generation. But
so now Gen Z's going through it. So sorry, Gen Zers.
Yeah,
it's your turn. But once you get to your 30s, then it moves on to the next generation.
Just don't care. I know. Or you just don't care, because I do believe, like, you were always telling me, like, once you turn 30, it's gonna be amazing.
It's amazing. 30s, I mean, I don't know what the 40s is. I've never been there. But, like, the 30s is amazing. I love being in my 30s. To me, yeah. I prefer it over my 20s any day.
Yeah, no. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The 20s were, like, rough seas out there. Like, it was so tipsy-turvy.
So, if you're in your 20s, if you're one of the last bit millennials in your 20s, or if you're Gen Z listening to this, there's hope.
There's hope. 30s is great. You're Stay coming strong. Into your own. You know who you are.
Yeah.
And you kind of don't and have many F-U-C-Ks to give. I can't really? Curse on my birthday.
No, it's
or
not.
Or did I already curse on this episode?
I don't think so. Anyways. I don't remember. I mean, guys, we also want to say thank you so much because last week's episode, you guys really shared it. You guys loved it.
We were getting... What is happening to us? Is this like know. Popping off or not?
I mean, I
want to say it's popping off because it's my birthday, so everything's going to be positive today. Guys, Millennial Women Talk is popping.
We're so popular.
Keep on sharing. I'm kind of like loving it.
Yeah, continue to share the show.
I mean, listen, we love to do this, so.
It's too much fun. I know, it's so funny. Sometimes we talk on the phone and I'm like, save for the podcast.
Save it for the freaking pod.
So that way it's like fresh.
Fresh in the memes.
Fresh in the memories. So also too, I hope you all had a beautiful Passover and Easter.
Yep.
And everything, all the holidays just sort of came, your birthday. A lot of birthdays yesterday too. Have you noticed?
I feel like there was one birthday that landed for me.
On Easter?
Was it? I'm not sure. I mean, I am happy that it did not land on Easter.
Right.
You know, I think like we can only celebrate one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So I am happy that it didn't. But yeah, a lot of spring babies.
A lot of spring babies.
I know.
What would that mean? You would have to get pregnant when if you're
wait,
a spring baby?
March. Wait. Oh, my God. I cannot do it backwards.
Okay, wait. March.
March, February, January, December. November.
October.
October.
September. August, July. You would have to be like on
oh
a summer
God,
vacay.
Oh, my God. I was on vacation. Oh, no. Mom told me.
Actually, you were on a vacation. We're in
yes,
the Bahamas.
I was in the Bahamas. I'm a Bahama mama.
You're a Bahama mama.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm a Hialeah gal. When they had their first apartment in Hialeah, when they first got married, that's me. Yeah.
Well, good for you. I mean, like.
Right down to my roots.
Right down to your roots. I mean, honestly, it couldn't be more perfect. Like, I always want to be on a vacation. Like, I'm...
That's true. You have the travel bug.
I have the travel bug. Like, I'm all about, like, a Hakuna Matata, my freaking life motto.
We almost put that candle. So, fun fact. Yesterday, we cut a cake for Steph. We love... Shout out to Eda's Cakes.
Oh, my gosh. It gave me a stomachache because I've been
on a clean diet. Yeah.
Clean diet, but the cake was so good. I love rum cake.
If you're ever in Miami or you live in Miami, please buy your cakes from Eda's Cake. Their vanilla rum cake is just so divine.
It really was.
Oh, my God.
It was worth the stomachache.
It was so good. So we had the cake, and Mom didn't buy the candles. And we had no candles. That's so funny. Mom pulled out from the 90s. I mean, it was appropriate.
Yeah.
We had cowgirl cowboy boots.
That was so cute.
We had Hakuna Matata. We had Timon and Pumbaa.
You should have put the Hakuna Matata.
And we actually had this really cute farm. It was probably from your birthday from when you did the farm.
Yeah, all my birthdays were
about
farms.
I thought the boots were really cute. It was so appropriate to you and your horseback riding. I was like, the boots are really cute.
Yeah,
so
I know.
We did the
boots. I'm an equestrian, so.
Steph's an equestrian now. So we used the boots and we were able to sing her happy birthday, and the cake was just so cute and it was delicious.
It was so good. So good.
So did you like your little booties?
I loved it. I thought that was such a cute little touch. I just had no idea that it was from Christian's like Toy Story birthday.
Yeah, when he was like 3. Christian's like 30 years old right now.
But thanks for letting me know that Mom forgot my candles. I mean, there you go.
But we didn't forget the cake, so that was good.
That's good.
And we had a great Easter.
We did.
Mom made boliche, which essentially is just a version of Cuban pot roast.
Yes,
that's
it was
really
delicious.
What it is. It was delicious with moro, fries, and tostones.
Yep.
And then we had so many desserts. Chris brought a delicious cherry pie. Yes. Divine. I brought, shout out to Brie from Green Theory.
Yes.
The most amazing cinnamon bunnies. I mean, they were delicious.
It was good.
Did you try it?
Yes, I tried a little piece.
So good. We had desserts for days. Mom got us our chocolate bunny. She gets them every year for us.
I cannot have chocolate like that. Oh, I can't. Unless it's a dark chocolate, I like. But when it's like milk chocolate, oof.
It's just very sweet.
I can't. So I can't have chocolate like that.
I know. But she gets it for us every year. And so it's really nice. She hasn't forgotten. And then Dad did get you his famous.
My yellow roses.
Yellow roses.
He has never failed me with the yellow roses. No matter where I was in the world, my dad always gets me yellow roses for my birthday.
So Dad, it's like a tradition that he's obviously with me first because I was the firstborn. But he buys Steph and I, since our very first birthday, yellow roses every single year of our birthday.
Yes.
He never fails.
Never fails.
It's so true. We've been everywhere in the world. And if we're not physically with him, they show up on our doorstep.
He's a good dad.
He's a great dad. So anyway, we had a fantastic time. And anything else you want to share, Steph?
No, that's about it. I mean, I think...
Oh, well, guess what? So remember when we shouted out Margarita's Fashion from Steph's Diva Days?
Oh, no, but this is sad.
Why is it sad?
Well, we'll tell the people after.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there's a little sad element to this.
But anyways, our mom found her Mother of the Groom dress. And I'm super, super happy because, guys, she has been driving us crazy.
Okay, mom, you would think mom is the bride.
No, you would think mom is the bride.
You would think mom is the bride of this wedding because she is like, I have to. I mean, the thing she was sending me through Instagram, I was like, mom, like this is, first of all, they're all from like Dubai, Abu Dhabi. Beautiful gowns. But I'm like, can you order the dress? No, I have to get it made. I go, are you going to fly to Dubai and get it made? Because I mean, what you're sending me.
She would have. She was taking the mother of the groom title to like the highest of extents. Like you would think that she was the one getting married. And, you know, so this wedding, Madison, our sister-in-law, she's very modern, minimalist, like very chic, very elegant. Chic.
Yes. Classy.
Classy, but very modern, minimalist. Right. And mom is like the works, right? Yeah. She wants to be Miami. She wants to be Miami. And I'm just like, oh my God.
So 2023.
When I went dress shopping with her, I was like trying to gear her or like just bringing her dresses that I felt were like appropriate for the party. You know what I mean? And she was just like, no, eso de vieja. That's like for old ladies. And in my mind, I'm like, you look amazing and you're not old. You're not old.
What are you
saying? But... because she's like, this is age appropriate. I mean, like, I was telling her, no, this is age appropriate. And she was like, this is for old ladies. But I'm like, it's age appropriate. Anyways.
You're old?
My mom was just like, oh my God. She was literally picking dresses with like feathers and beads and God forbid, sequins.
No,
and I'm like,
so much sequins.
Please, what are you doing? Because I already know like what Madison's wearing. Like I know the whole aesthetic. Right. And like I know that the photos, it's just gonna be like everyone is like chic and elegant, and then you see like, you know, a freaking peacock.
Yeah.
Like it's just not gonna work. It's not gonna work. And like I had to like do that with very like white gloves because I don't want to hurt her feelings.
I know, 100%. I mean,
how was your experience? Oh, and another thing was, you know, I went to try on dresses with her in a bridal shop. So naturally, I haven't been wedding dress shopping and I hadn't really ever been in a bridal, you know, store. So like, I was like, oh my God, like, let me take a little bit. This is going to sound bad. Now, I guess I was in the wrong. But I was kind of like, let me look around, you know what I mean? A little bit just to see if like something. And she was like, what are you doing? Like, this is my appointment. And
I know,
was
she
like,
did the same with
oh
me.
My God. And so like when the lady was like, oh, talking, you know, like about the wedding or whatever. And then she saw my ring and she was like, oh, are you engaged? Are you getting married? And I started like, of course, talking about myself. And I'm like, yeah, I just got engaged. And I felt like it bothered mom.
No, she did the same thing with me twice. So here's the
she
thing.
Like, this is not your appointment. This is my mother of the groom appointment.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, mother of the groom.
No, no, you would think she's a bridezilla. She did the same thing to me when we went to Pronovias in Coral Gables.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was just looking. I wasn't even asking anybody for help. I was just looking. She was like, hello. She was like, have you found anything for me? And I was like, oh, I mean, I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking.
No, but I was totally looking just for me.
Oh my God. No, I was dividing my attention, but I was like, oh my God. And then she was like, sit down so you can see me try it on. I was like, okay. I was like, clearly this was like bad. And then we went to Margarita's Fashion, which by the way, talking about it last episode, I was like telling mom, I was like, mom, let's go back to Margarita's. I mean, that's where we had, it's never failed us with gowns.
Yeah, you guys went on Saturday.
And we went on Saturday. And no, but I, even like the lady asked for me too, because they have bride dresses there. I didn't know, by the way, that's a new department that they have.
Oh, wow. Margarita.
Stepping on up. So I was like, no. And my mom's like, we're here for me because my son is getting married. I am the mother of the I was like, okay, we're not going to go here again. So anyway, I spent really the time all about her, pulling dresses. But I pulled out this one dress and I was like, ooh. And then she goes, ooh. And I was like, oh, I think this might be the one. So first of all, when we got there, we were sad to hear that Margarita actually passed away 3 years ago from cancer. And her husband still works there, still runs the place.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we've been going there since Steph was, like, 13 years old. Like, we've been going there for years. Since the Diva days.
And then we got our 15s after party dresses there.
We did. That's right. I've been going there since I was 15.
Yeah, we've been going there.
Forever. So they're on Red Road. So if you ever want to find, like, a good gown.
Yeah.
Good materials. That's the place to go. It's very, very old school. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's very Cuban. It's, you know. But it's great. It's a great little spot.
Margarita's. Fashion for the win.
For the win. So anyway, we got there and there was another lady that works there and she basically told mom, she was like, you're not going to find anything here. She was like, the wedding's the next month. Like, you're not going to find anything. She's like, look if you want, but you're not going to find anything.
How negative. Margarita would have never said that.
Oh, so, Margarita, that's going to be her new thing. Margarita would have never said that.
She would have never said that. She was always like, positive. Well, she was kind. No, she was positive, but she was always telling me that I need to lose weight.
Well, they were, they're
every
all
time I try to dress.
Well, they're very honest, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I do appreciate, I'd rather
so you're saying I always had to lose weight?
No. I'm just saying.
Today's my birthday.
I'd rather them be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but so, I mean, I liked Margarita, but like that was the only thing that I was like, man, you didn't have to be that harsh.
I know.
I was a size 10 at 13. Like, who cares?
I know. No, and like mom, well, you know, mom's body, she has such like a Coca-Cola body, like yes. They call it. She's very small on the top.
And she's like petite.
Very, very, I mean, my mom's waist is like Dolly Parton's waist.
Yeah, she's tiny.
No surgery. This is all natural.
Yep.
She's super tiny. She has a big butt, thighs. Like she's, she's got the body that girls right now are paying for. That's the truth. And she's 60. I don't know how mom is. She's very young. Anyway, so we were pulling out the dresses and then the lady was like, well, let's see. You know, she was all negative. Mom gets in the dressing room and I was like, listen, try on the one that we both like. We're like, wow. So she puts it on. Mom walks out of the dressing room and I was like, that's it. I was like, that is, no, seriously. I was like, this is the dress. It wasn't too much.
I
it
didn't
wasn't
see
too little.
It on. And you know what? Shame it's on stunning. You because when I went with her, I was sending you all the pics in IRL and I haven't
Steph,
even seen my mother in this dress.
Steph,
I just saw it on the hanger.
I swear that I forgot yesterday. In this. And the reason why I forgot was because I was like, oh my God, this is it. Like, we were so excited. I feel like before we were like, oh, take a picture for like just to compare.
Got it.
I was in the moment and she was just like, oh my God. So, you know, obviously when they have to fix the top because it's very big on her because she's so small. But like once they kind of, you know, when they clip you to kind of see, I was like, okay, this is it. Then she sat, I go sit down, see if you can sit. Then when she sat on a chair, I envisioned her in the church. Like, I was like, this is it. Like, I was
it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's modern, but it's still minimal. It's so elegant, but it is the mother of the groom. Like, it gives you, like, I feel like when she walks in with Christian, people are going to be like, wow, she looks stunning.
Yeah.
But she's not going to take away from the bride.
Right.
It's, like, perfect.
Okay.
I can't even describe it. It really is, it's meant for
her.
Well,
I can't wait to see it on. I just saw it in the hanger yesterday, and it looked really pretty.
No, but the second dress, you would have died. It was atrocious. She looked like a Barbie cake topper. It was,
oh my God,
awful.
But see, that's what I feel like is her style. Like, her envision is like the Barbie cake topper. Like, the Miami Barbie cake topper.
And she looks
like
awful.
That's what she really wanted.
She just wanted to be, she just wanted to, not to stand out, but she wanted to be like, not simple, you know, she wanted to be wow, you know? And this one is wow, but it's the perfect touch. It's not going to overpower the bride. It's not going to overpower even the mother
photos.
Of the bride or the photos. It's really beautiful. So
well,
she
I can't wait
great.
To see it on.
And then, of course, we were so excited. She got the dress. We were so shocked with the price. It was not what we expected. It was so much cheaper than what we thought. And then, so, of course, because she paid less for the dress, she's like, let's go to Neiman Marcus and buy the shoes. So we went to Merrick Park after we had such a great time. I was in shock to see Neiman Marcus where, I mean, the shoe salon, you could not walk in there.
Yeah, no, people are spending money.
I was like,
days.
Inflation where?
I know.
This looked like a meat market. It was crazy people this shoe and that shoe. I mean, and you know, Neiman Marcus compared to Nordstrom, everything is designer. Like, yeah. You know.
You're not going to find a shoe less than like $300 there.
Okay, but hold on a second. Were you aware, okay, and no shade to anybody who has these shoes, but were you aware that those Dior famous flip-flop sandal things are like $1,000?
No.
I would never pay $1,000 for flip-flops.
I mean.
For sandals?
I don't know.
I was in shock. I was like, these things are $1,000. No shade. God bless you if you have them. But I'm just like, oh my God.
No, people I don't know. Are I just, spending money, honey.
But I'm telling you, Neiman Marcus Shoe Salon, insane.
Yeah.
Insane. But I will say, it's the saddest thing, you guys, because really the shoes, like these, they're these YSL shoes in this gorgeous, I mean, dye, red. I mean, a unique red I've never seen before. Sexy, high heel, strappy sandal, stunning. Would never fit our feet. Because Stephanie and I have our dad's feet. Unfortunately, we do not have feminine feet. And so, yeah. Like, this would never fit us.
No, our feet are the equivalent to, like, a platypus's foot. Like, they're so wide. They are so wide. Why do they have to be so wide? I mean, like, they are planted on the ground, okay?
It's embarrassing.
Well, I would say all five toes, but unfortunately, my right pinky toe loves to be with, like, the middle one. I don't know. They have separation anxiety. I'm just like, can you get away from each other? Always been. But yeah, we have the fattest feet.
It's the so sad. I'm like, Mom, I mean, I was like, Mom tried on these Jimmy shoes that were just stunning. And she's like, try them on. I go, Mom, my big toe doesn't even fit there.
Yeah,
there's no way.
I know.
Like, honestly, right now, we could not go shoe shopping. Nothing would fit us.
Yeah, everything is super narrow.
But gorgeous. I mean, yeah. The shoes right now that are out in the market, stunning. Just we can't fit.
Yeah. That's or we don't have the money.
I just feel like, for me, I think that's why I've always liked bags more, because I'm like, I can't fall in love with shoes because they just won't fit me. And I don't want to be disappointed. A bag would always fit me.
Yeah.
I think that's why I was always a bag girl versus Mom was always a shoe. But I mean, Mom's feet are made for those shoes. Like,
yeah.
Mom was trying on shoes that were just, I was like, you're so lucky. I was like, why didn't I inherit your feet?
She has very cute little narrow feet.
And also, Dad's first business was selling women's shoes.
Well, that's how they met.
That's how they met, because Dad used to work at Bow and Tell, which used to be like a Neiman Marcus back in the 70s and 80s. And Mom has the most stunning shoes that we will never inherit because they don't fit us.
I know. But she's also like a super tiny size too.
Well, she's 7.5, but she's got narrow feet.
Like, yeah, I know. We're like 8.5, 9s.
Yeah, 8.5, 9s, wide.
Wide. Okay, wide.
Yeah, like wide.
Wide. And I don't know why. Well, no, of course. They're not supposed to make feminine shoes for wide feet. Unless you go to, like, I don't know.
It's embarrassing.
Skechers. Like, what other brands make for wide?
Well, these Puma sneakers that I just never let go of because they're comfortable.
Well, no, mine are like, oh my gosh, mine are so bad.
Well, did you like my sandals yesterday? My Sam Edelmans?
I didn't see them.
So those are the ones I'm taking on the trip.
Do they come in wide?
Well, I mean, they fit me perfectly.
Nice.
So they will fit you.
Okay. It's looking up, girl.
It's looking pretty positive.
I love it. Oh my gosh, my little Apple Watch is going crazy.
Oh, because people are saying happy birthday. You're so popular today.
Oh my God.
That's the beauty of birthdays. Everybody loves you and everybody wants to celebrate. It's such a great day. I love birthdays.
I love birthdays
too.
The
attention's all on me. But today I have to share it with you.
No, you don't have to share it. You have to give it to me.
That's
I know. I have to give it to you. You have to give me all the attentions.
All the attention.
Unless you're Finn. Finn always takes all the attentions.
You know, Finny behaved so well yesterday. He barely barked.
He barked.
But not as much as he used to in the past. He did so good yesterday.
Yeah. No, he's doing good, my little baby. He's so going to be 1 year old on May 4th.
May the 4th be
with you. I have to do him like a little party.
Please let it be Star Wars because it's appropriate.
I know.
That would be cute.
May the 4th be with you. Oh,
what
my
does
God.
The 4th land on? A weekday or a weekend?
I don't know. Let's see.
Because that would be so cute if we did something for him.
I just have to think about what I want to do for him.
Oh my God. He is like so delicious. He was all over me yesterday.
I know. Oh, it's going to be on a Thursday.
A Thursday. We'll have to celebrate on a Saturday or something.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Oh, my little baby.
The Finsties.
Vincenzo. Oh my gosh. So yesterday was super funny because we started picking our Italian names for the Italian trip. And
marks 1 month today that we will be leaving. 1 month
today we will be on our way to Italia. And we came up with our Italian names yesterday.
What are our names?
Okay. So so dad is Vito Scalapini. Mom is
Lucia.
Lucia or Luciana?
Oh, I thought it was Lucia Scalapini.
Jose is Giuseppe Gelato. Mel is Melici Gelato. Christian's going to be Vinny Taliguchi. Taliguchi.
Uh-huh.
Taliguchi. Uh-huh. Madison is Vittoria Taliguchi. Chris is going to be Martini Matadore. And I'm going to be Serafina Matadore. And of course, Finn, but he's not going to join us on the trip, is going to be Vincenzo Matadore. So I'm really excited for Italian names.
I can't wait to make reservations with these names.
Yes, I cannot wait to make reservations.
They're going
to
be like, what? Well, not hotel reservations, but like.
No, not hotel reservations.
Show IDs, but
yeah.
They're going to be like. What?
But like restaurant, reservations.
I just hope dad doesn't do what he used to do in New York, where he was like, "What's the name?" And he's like, "Don Corleone." I'm like, "Dad, what in the
world?" I mean,
world?
How embarrassing!
Don't do that in Italy.
But he really did do that.
He did that in New York.
In New York, so he was always Don Corleone.
Yeah, I'm like, don't
know,
do that
you know. Anywho, he will be though Don Vito Scalapini in our Italian trip, and I'm really excited for it.
I know. A nice little vacay.
A nice little vacay.
And a wedding.
And a wedding.
It's so exciting.
So exciting.
Okay, cool. Anything else you want to add to the peeps? Can I say something really fast?
Yeah.
Jose's going to kill me. Hopefully Jose Jimenez is listening. Fun fact, did you know that Jose Jimenez is addicted to Jekyll Drive?
Deco Drive?
The show Deco Drive on Channel 7.
Oh, that is funny.
Every weekday, he puts on Deco Drive.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, why do you watch Deco Drive? Is like... No offense to Deco Drive, but you know, it's on the cheaper side of television. You
it's
know
very
what I mean?
Miami.
But that's why he loves it.
That is so
because he's like, it reminds me of just Miami. The colors, the everything. I'm like, Jose, please.
Jose loves Miami though.
Jose loves Miami.
Yeah.
So fun fact about little Jose is
fun fact, Deco Drive.
He's a Deco Drive fan. He's like, I don't want to tell you anything anymore because I was like, oh, I'm going to say that on the podcast. He's like, stop it. I'm not going to say nothing else to you because I don't want to come on the podcast.
Oh, my God. So is he like not talking to you now?
No, he's talking to me, but I think he's holding back.
Stop holding back. You need to give us content.
I forgot what else he said the other day. He was like, oh, it's me. And then he started singing Taylor Swift. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Have you heard her new album? Oh my gosh, I heard Luke Combs' new album. I'm loving it.
Obsessed.
It's like such a good road trip album.
No.
And it's very emotional. I mean, wow. Country music is very emotional. I love country music.
I'm going to be honest. That album is fabulous. It is. I actually want to go to the concert in Tampa.
I know.
We should go.
Let's go.
You know, Whitney's going. Holstein's wife.
Oh, nice.
I was like, man, maybe we should go and like go with her.
I think our cousin Jalini's going.
To Tampa?
Yep. To go see Luke Combs.
Oh my God, I should text. Oh, we should text her. Maybe we do like a group trip.
Yes.
It's in July, which
is
nice.
A group Airbnb.
And I know where to stay because every time we go to Tampa, I always get the same Airbnb.
Cute.
I did get a cute house. I wasn't in the best of neighborhoods, but the house was very cute for Thanksgiving last year. And it's closer to Whitney, so we can all go together.
Let's think about it offline.
Yeah, maybe we go to Luke Combs.
I'm dying to go to, I mean, his album is phenomenal. Oh my gosh, and we could dress it up like really cute.
Oh, so cute.
Like country girl style. Country girl. Oh my God, I'm here for it.
Okay, let's see. Let's see how much the tickets are and see if we can go. If there's even tickets available.
Oh my God. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's figure it out. Luke Combs.
Luke Combs. Okay, cool.
Alrighty. So, let's jump into three of the
viral videos
that are making us laugh and a little cringe this week. I would say we're keeping it upbeat. So nothing we're going to be like too serious about. Let's see. I mean, look, here's the thing. This first video, it is cringe. I'll play you the song. There's no verbiage to it, but Steph and I will sort of talk about it and we'll post this on our Instagram story and then you can tell us what you think about it. But
I haven't heard these.
Well, this actually, we'll play this song. Look at the video.
Oh, but nobody can see that.
Okay. This is, we're going to post it on our Instagram, but check this out. So this is when brides and grooms do dance-offs on weddings. I'm sorry if you did this in your wedding. Please go move on or put it on pause or whatever. Turn away because we're about to judge you right now. This is really tacky. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen brides do this. And in this video in particular, the groom does a dance off with the bride at the reception.
Yeah.
No, guys.
Okay.
It's a no for me.
Okay. But we're not talking about like a first dance. We're talking about like that the bride brings like a bunch of girls and you're doing like a dance
like
routine.
Beyonce.
Yeah, like you're doing a dance routine, like choreography. You're not even dancing anymore. You're doing a choreography.
No.
And the choreography is like really.
Why are you saying it choreography?
Choreography. And you're like really breaking it down and like.
No, yeah. It's a performance.
It's a
as if you're Beyonce in Madison Square Garden and you're giving it all you have with costume changes and dancers. It's a no for me.
Okay. So
for that reason, I'm out.
It's a mainly no for me, but I will say that specific video that you posted, they both are dancers and they met in dance, like
no,
in
I'm
their
sorry.
Class
no.
or something like it's that. No. They're both dancers.
It's cringe to watch.
I mean, it's extra.
The truth is that a wedding reception is so romantic, so beautiful. Everybody's dressed to the nines. And then you come out here with your like breakdancing moves. It's just... It's,
but that's
it's
like the equivalent
so
of like a singer singing to their spouse on
which
the day.
Which is a little cringe.
So you would be cringed if I sang for Christopher
a little bit.
On our wedding?
A little bit. And I'll tell you why. I'm more cringe for him than I am for you. And I'll tell you why. Because he's just going to sit there and like absorb it. And everybody's looking at him like, what's his reaction? And it's like weird.
Yeah, it's awkward. Actually, it's awkward. No. I mean, Dad literally called me the other day and was like, you know, I think I have a great idea. And I'm like, what's the great idea? He's like, I think you should walk down the aisle singing to Christopher
oh my God,
on your
no.
wedding day.
Oh, my God, no.
And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, I really think
oh my
you
God,
should
Steph,
do
don't
this.
Do that. Don't do that. It's cringe. No,
and
no,
I was
no.
like, but wait, what song would I sing? And he said the prayer. and then I go, but Dad, you have to walk me down the aisle. He goes, perfect. I'm going to be like Andrea Bocelli and you're Celine Dion. I'm like, Dad, that's kind of weird.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I probably will not sing for Christopher on our wedding day. I do think it's cringe. I'm not going to lie. I think it's like it's awkward. You know what I mean? And like if you're going to sing for somebody or if you're going to dance for somebody, like do it behind closed doors.
I just feel like, I don't know. It's just weird because everybody's just staring and then it's like, oh, what's the reaction? And it's awkward and it's very mushy at the end of the day still because you're, you know, you're trying to be all romantic and it's just, I shouldn't be here. You just feel like I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
It just
yeah.
doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It's a no. It's a no.
It's a no for
dance
me.
Dance off on your weddings for your spouse. It's a no.
Absolutely
it's a no for
not.
Us.
It's a no
okay,
for us.
Okay, we're out.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we're out.
Okay, whoever decide, you can come back now and listen to the rest of the show.
We're being mean girls.
It's not me. It's just.
It's our personal opinion.
No. Okay. Now this next video, we've all been here. This is the most, I think to me, one of the most relatable videos on the internet. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I have dirty hair, so I need to wash my hair. I need to wash my hair, but I don't want to wash my hair now and then ruin my dirty hair with my workout later. Or do I work out now and then wash my hair? But I don't want to go to sleep with wet hair. Oh, but I could blow dry it. No, but that takes too long. I have too much hair. And it's also annoying. It makes my arm hurt, okay? Or do I just not work out today, wash my hair, have clean hair, do a double tomorrow? But I'm not going to do a double tomorrow. I can only do singles. So what I could do is...
Okay, this
oh,
video...
Oh, that's so relatable.
...is the most relatable thing on the planet because, first of all, by the time that you really are contemplating, you could have already washed your hair.
I know.
But I get it.
But I get it, and she makes total valid points. And, oh my gosh, that arm pain when you're blow drying your hair is so real.
Let me tell you, once you're out of the shower, okay, and if you have a lot of hair like us, once you're out of the shower, you want to lay down. Like, that's what I do. I put my hair in a towel.
Yes, I get
and
so
I lay
hot.
Down.
I'm like, I need
so
to get
hot.
A breather. Like, I am so tired. Like, I've just exhausted my body. Like, I'm sweaty because of the humidity in the bathroom. Like, I need to sit. I need a drink of water.
Yeah.
Somebody get me a drink of water.
Yeah.
And, like, let me be for, like, a good 15 minutes because I need to regroup.
It's a workout.
It's a workout. It's washing a workout. Your hair. And then also when I'm in there. So like I've been using this thing called Glimmer, which I absolutely love.
I need to get that.
You need it. Guys, Glimmer is awesome. I need that. But you have to leave it on your hair for 10 minutes. Oh. So like I get really bored in there. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll shave. So like I'll just start shaving, you know? Right. And
nothing else better to do.
Nothing else better to do. So I'll just start shaving, but I'm like in there for a long time. And by the time I'm getting out of there, like I am gasping for air. Like I am like,
yes,
get me a drink of water and let me be for like 15 minutes.
And you know what's weird? I sneeze a lot.
Really?
Okay. So when I'm in the shower for too long, like when I leave a hair mask on and I'm shaving my legs and like I'm there for a bit.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I don't know why, towards the end of the shower, I just start sneezing. It's really weird.
That is very weird.
It happens when I stay way too long inside of a shower, but then I am very hot. And Jose's always like, why don't you just blow dry your hair really fast?
I'm like, Jose, they don't get it. They do not get it.
I'm hot.
Yeah.
And I'm sweaty and, oh, it's just disgusting. Yeah. The last thing I want to do is blow dry my hair.
Yeah.
But I refuse to sleep with my hair wet because I feel even more gross.
No, I get sick. I can't sleep with my hair wet.
Wet hair on a pillow is disgusting. It puts me in the worst mood ever because you have that weird moist, like right on your neck. Oh God, I can't. It's making me in a bad mood right now.
I know. How often do you wash your hair?
Okay. So I used to wash my hair every 2 days. But guys, I'm pushing it now to almost a week. Once a week.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And second of all, I was feeling like my hair was getting dirtier faster. And my hair, it just felt, I don't know, like dry and itchy. It just, I doing it too often, it just wasn't working for me.
This is why I miss my short hair, because I was washing my hair a lot more often because it was so easy to just dry up. Right. So I do miss my short hair days because of that reason. And because I had so much fun with my short hair. But now that my hair is longer, I'm definitely pushing it to like once a week. And I totally relate to that girl because I'm like, well, I'm going to go riding tomorrow. So like, why am I going to wash it?
That's what
to
I
then
say.
Have yep. like a helmet hair. So I'm like, let me just be dirty. And I'm just like, whatever.
Though that's honestly, I determine my workouts if my hair is clean or dirty.
Yeah.
Because it's annoying to have clean hair. Work out, and then you have that horrible
that is the worst
sweat
feeling.
Right under, and then you have that curl, like, right, it's just awful. Then you have to blow God. Dry. It's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
I know.
It's annoying, and it's true what she says. She's like, oh, tomorrow I'll just do a double. You're not going to do a double.
You're not going to do a double.
You're not. You will get lucky if you even work out.
Just stay with the dirty hair.
Just stay with, and then that's why, too, you don't want to, like, although it's so funny. So when we used to dance ballet when we were young, I've gotten a lot better, but when I was a kid, I just could not put my dirty head from ballet that had spray and gel on my clean pillow. So I would sleep on top of the bed. Like, I wouldn't get in my sheets. I would sleep on the top part, like, on the top.
Yeah.
And then just grab whatever little, like, sauna, which is basically a blanket, just to, like, cover myself. But, like, I would sleep uncomfortable because, like, my dirty head could not touch my clean pillow.
Oh, wow. Are you still like that?
No.
Okay, good.
Because now what I do is I flip it. So, like, and I used to do that as a kid. I used to put a marker, like, on the side that was the dirty side.
Oh, my God.
And then I started, but now I don't mark anything. I just know which side is flipped.
Extra girl problems.
And then that's it. I know. But I've gotten a lot better.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
Next video.
Okay, next video. Third and final video of today. Which one should I do? Oh, this one is funny. You sent me this one, actually.
Did I?
All right, guys, we're gonna try the lip filler prank on my dad, so let's try this.
Oh, but
no, this is gonna work it.
But the dad's reaction.
Okay.
It worked.
Oh my God, wow, it really worked. Okay, let's do it. Okay, I'm gonna pretend I'm like filming something for you guys. Okay.
Dad.
Wait, he's coming. Hey guys, Dad, say hi to the followers.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Say hi.
Amanda, what the hell happened to your lips?
I just got them done.
You got what done?
My lips.
What do you mean done?
I got lip filler.
You look like Bugs Bunny. Your teeth are all showing.
You don't think they look good?
I hope that goes down.
No, this is how they're going to be.
Loretta!
It's a little swollen.
Are you kidding me?
No, they're just swollen. Yeah, it'll go down.
It'll go down.
Yeah.
Because your teeth, your lips don't go over your teeth no more. Ridiculous.
They're just swollen.
You gotta stop it. Loretta!
No.
He's calling his wife, the mom.
My favorite part. Loretta! And by the way, all these videos will be on our IG story. So head on over there to see the full videos. But
my favorite part is Loretta. Like, it's just.
Okay, here's the thing.
Well, are they New York or Jersey?
Probably Jersey. They look a little Jersey.
That's hilarious.
So here's the
thing. I love that accent.
What I find so funny about lip filler and Botox in general. So me and Steph are dying. We haven't done anything yet. And
no, but I really want to.
We're excited. Okay, so this is a yes for us, right? So we are fans of filler and Botox, and we can't wait. We'll be doing it soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully soon. So we're very excited about it. But the old school parents are so against it.
That
like every time I tell my mom, like, we're going to go get filler, she's like, if you get filler, you're going to regret it. You're going to ruin your face. You know how it is. So, like, that's what he says. Like, you look like Bugs Bunny. You know, they just, I don't know what it is. That generation, they're like, hell to the no.
They are against with that work. I mean, listen, like, I think I'm just, like, waiting to see how long I can wait. Because what I am afraid of when you do start to get work, like, too young, then you're just, like, putting filler upon filler upon filler. And I think that that's what makes it look bad.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, trying to hold on for dear life to my youth. Because once I start to feel like, which I am starting to feel already, but, like, once I feel like I look, like, at myself in the mirror and, like, I'm, like, ooh. A little bit, like, I want to go and do it, but I really do want to do lip filler really bad. Like, I feel like my lips are, like, I like them when I line them up and put lipstick, but, like, on the regular, I feel like my lips, like, I don't know, they've kind of deflated.
Listen, I'm for it. I want to do it. I do feel like, I don't know, maybe a little Botox, too, on the sides. I would love.
I don't feel like you need it, though.
Look at it. Look at my face.
When you smile, but I feel like that's natural. I think if you have...
What about my forehead?
Oh, now I see your forehead.
You see my forehead? It's just here on the sides.
Yeah. How about me?
You don't have any lines.
I don't have any lines?
Go up, go up. Steph!
Oh my gosh. I'm still hanging on. Congrats. I'm still hanging on to my youth.
What about here for me?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, crap. You have a lot there.
Oh, yeah. But you know where that's from? When I sing. When I sing, I always do that.
Oh, Steph, it's a lot.
Oh, my God. But, oh, my God. Don't look Steph. At me like this. I'm 32 years old today. Be nice. Stop looking at me like I'm the fucking creeper.
But at least you don't have here.
No.
Wow. It looks like you have Botox right now.
Listen,
there
I feel like we
it.
Look great.
No, we
I
look
think
amazing.
Natural
just,
is.
We want enhance.
Is amazing. But, like, you know what? Like, I think that we have the opportunity to enhance. Like, why not? My whole fear is just, like, filler upon filler upon filler. And then you start looking like. Like Leatherface.
You know what I would do? I would start when we go, which of course we're going to go together. Or maybe we shouldn't.
No.
So
maybe
that you
we
have another wax experience.
I will not go anywhere with you anymore after my horrible wax experience and also threading experience with my sister. My. The two times. I'm going to just listen. Let's keep it upbeat. This episode, the goal was just to keep it upbeat. Keep it all about
Steph's birthday.
Me. We will save the wax and threading story for another day when, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to
We're
going to
keep
it
a beat. Guys, the end. Okay. You made me wax my whole back one day. Okay. And the experience of waxing my whole back was really bad because I broke out. And then my sister also made me thread my whole face one day. And the experience with the whole threading was terrible. And I had crusty skin filled with like pimples. I got, oh my God, I'm almost choked on my saliva because I'm so passionate about this. Guys, I got folliculitis. I got freaking folliculitis because of Melissa.
But so did I, because when I threaded my face too, because I shaved my face and got major sideburns that look like pubic hairs on my freaking face.
No, your sideburns was another story.
They were intense.
No.
So the only
but
thing.
My favorite was like, we were always on Mel for having sideburns. And then one day, because like, you know, if you're a girl, like you can, like, you still need to have a little bit of, like, a sideburn for it to look natural.
Like a little peach fuzz.
But, like, Mel literally took it to, like, the top of her freaking ear. She had, like, no sideburns. But then she had, like, a freaking tape, okay? Like, it was so bad. And she came, like, guys, I don't have my sideburns anymore. Like, but I'm like, tape. Now you have no sideburns. Like, you took it way too far. Way too far.
It
looks
like I went to the barbershop and got a tape.
No, she got a freaking tape. I was like, please never, until they grow back, never pull your hair up. Like, you need to have your hair down.
Yeah, but then when they grew
until
out.
Until they grow back out.
Okay, but then when they grew back out, they grew out like pubic hair.
I don't know what happened.
It was so bad.
Me with the folliculitis and you with the pubic hair sideburns. Like, guys.
Yeah.
Hair removal, you need to be careful.
But threading was the only thing that removed the pubic hair sideburns.
I know, but then you got folliculitis.
And then I got folliculitis. And then you got folliculitis.
No, folliculitis is something I am afraid of. Like, I will never want to experience that again.
It just
again.
Looks like really bad, ugly, disgusting pimples full of pus. Like, it's really bad.
Oh, my God.
I don't
pain.
Wish that on anybody.
It hurts. I had it all over my back because of you.
Well, because you had a lot. You only wanted to wax your
lower
back.
No, I wanted to wax my lower back. When I'm there on the table, face down, my sister comes up and she goes, oh my God, you can tell the difference. But of course, once you wax, like, your skin is fresh. So, like, of course there's going to be a difference. My sister told the wax lady, like, this looks horrible. She needs to do the whole back. And I'm, like, face down. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay.
They can't
like
see.
They're seeing stuff that I'm not seeing. So they ended up waxing my whole back and it was just tragic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Folliculitis.
And back acne.
And back acne.
I'm so sorry. I really thought I was helping you.
Yeah, well, you did it.
So now when we go get filler and Botox, we just
no,
won't
you're
be...
staying. You're staying your ass home, far away from my freaking appointments.
Can you imagine? I'm like, no, she needs more filler.
No, I'm like, get out of here.
Oh my God.
Because knowing me, I'd be like, oh my God, she sees something I can't see.
Oh my God.
But you've lost your privilege.
I'm sorry.
Anyways. It's my birthday. Let's keep it back upbeat.
Let's keep it upbeat because it's
my folliculitis days are way past me.
No, your skin looks great.
My skin is amazing.
Thank God.
My back is all right. I can't look back there anyways. But everything that I can see looks great.
Unfortunately, we got hairy from our dad.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how Christian, our brother, got everything from mom. I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
Although Christian has a lot of chest hair.
He's very, relatively hairy.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're girls. We shouldn't have that.
It's okay. We have a head full of hair, and that's what's important.
True. Voluminous, thick hair.
Exactly. Count your blessings, girl. Count your freaking blessings.
Amen.
Amen. Anyways.
Anyways, with that said, that concludes today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, Steph. Happy birthday. If you guys are listening to this episode, please go wish Steph a happy birthday on Instagram, on at Millennial Women Talk. Wish her happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
That will mean so much to Steph.
It would.
Let's make it all about Steph.
Yay. I'm here for it.
And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you.
What?
If it's your birthday, like someone else is listening, happy birthday to them. Don't you want to share? Be nice.
Thanks,
there's other
Mel.
People's birthdays today.
Thanks, Mel. No, I'm just kidding. Happy birthday if it's your birthday today. I just wanted to let you know you're amazing because you're born on April 10th and we're Aries and we are the first in the zodiac for a reason.
You know, Aries and Pisces are not supposed to get along, but
yeah,
we do.
Know, but that's all bogus. Well, technically,
so?
At the root, sometimes we don't get along.
Depends.
Naturally, if we were in the nature, would we have gravitated towards each other? Or
yeah,
you think so? I don't think so.
Don't do that to me. Yes,
no, I feel
would.
Like because we're sisters, we naturally, obviously, are in each other's lives, and
are
we
you saying we're forced to like each other because
no,
we're sisters. That's so mean.
Love anyways, me. I do like Pisces. They're just. Very emotionally extra.
That's a fact.
Fact.
Anyways.
Dad and you. Anyways.
Anyways, wish Steph happy birthday on our Instagram at Millennial Women Talk. And also, guys, our Patreon. You guys are giving great reviews on the first episode. Patreon.com/MW Talk to join. So much great content is coming up there.
So much great content. And we have all of the episodes up that we've had so far by Sister by Law.
Sister by Law.
Is our new podcast series exclusive to Patreon, and it's where we sit together with our new sister in-law, Madison Nunez, and we're talking about all wedding things, and obviously now we're planning her wedding in Italy, so it's like all the deets on destination wedding. So head over to Patreon to go and check it out.
Yes. All right, guys, have an amazing week. We love you all. We'll see you next week.
Love you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.